Hey, bud. Quick question. Is there anyone here? Like, patrons? No? Oh, fuck. Great. Give me the keys. No, not to your car. To the door. The keys to the door. Give me the keys to the door. Just give me the key. Thank you. Shit. Hang on. I gotta tell you something really important. Just give me a second. Okay, here you go. I should have asked this before I locked the doors. Is Rose here? Oh, damn it. No, it's fine. I'll tell her later. Or we'll tell her later, because Guess what? No, fucking guess! No, hint, nothing to do with the channel. It technically, I mean, thematically, kind of, but not really, no. Not the channel. Come on. No, ew! Fuck off! No, you are terrible at guessing. Hang on. I got it. Look at it. I got my fucking license. I know. It's real. It's here. I am so fucking excited. No, I got it in the mail and it was addressed to me, but it had like that like weird symbols on it. And it was really cool. And I don't know if I want to like frame it and put it up on my wall, but I need to use it, but I don't know what to use it for. I'm just, yeah, I'm a little excited. Yeah, my official non-wielder license. Oh, I know, it looks so cool, and I am so happy they didn't, like, require us to submit photos or, like, take a photo there or, like, a DMV situation. God, that would have given me nightmares preparing for that. What? It's not just a picture. It is a picture for my magical world license. That shit would have been really important. And God knows, with my luck, I would have blinked. Wait, if they can... Hang on, is magical Photoshop a thing? Like, if I blink in a picture, can you, like, open my eyes? Actually, don't tell me that. I don't want to know. Because, like, the eyes are the windows to the soul, and if you can, like, open up eyes on photos of people who have the eyes closed, especially, like, dead people, that just opens a whole new... What? Yes, the license, sorry. Yeah, it's here. I'm official, it's... Yeah. Rose said that once I got my license, I can actually go to the branch of the Bureau of Magic and, like, check it out, look at the libraries over there, look at all the stuff. Have you been? What? That was years ago. Why haven't you gone back? I mean, I hear they've got, like, artifacts and, like, historical texts. I mean, wouldn't you want to be there every single day of your life? Isn't that why you work in a library? Oh, you're boring. Okay. No, I'm sorry. You're not boring. I'm just excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rose promised that she would take me and I can go, like, finally see stuff because they won't allow me to go until I have, like, the physical license, even if it's pending, which is, you know, kind of stupid, but I am not going to complain about it because I have my license and I can actually go and see everything and just spend the rest of my life just looking through every single piece of text. What do you mean? No? No, she did not tell me about the books here. What are you talking about? Okay. This isn't a trick, right? Like, I'm gonna get this back if I give it to you. You've taken most of my hoodies and probably every single CD that I own. I don't trust you to take anything from me and actually give it back. Fair point. Here you go. yeah, of course. Where are we going? Is it like a secret room, or there's a hidden compartment, or like, is there like a secret like basement into the library, or it's this this is a wall of medical encyclopedias. I mean, it's interesting if you know, in a 1940s medical program, but okay. What's with that look in your eye? What do you mean, just watch? What am I watching? Okay. Holding the license. So do you hold it or I hold it? Oh, both. Okay. Sorry, I don't know what you're doing. Okay. Holding the license. Holy shit. What the? That's not an encyclopedia. That, oh, what the fuck? No, dude, what the fuck? So, what just happened? Every single book, what? What's a glamour? Yeah, I can assume what a glamour is, but like, on every single book? Holy shit. So, like, every single book has this, like, magical covering on it, so that's fucking insane. Rose put them on? Holy shit, that must have taken her ages. That, like, quantifiably, how powerful is Rose as, like, a wielder? Oh, that's scary as shit. quite the opposite of being scared. That's really interesting for me, personally. I will love to talk to her about that in the future. Yeah, sorry. No, I'm just still in shock. Kinda. God, there are so many. I'm never leaving. No. I am never leaving. There are so many books here I never looked at. So many books I didn't know existed, and now they're just all in front of me, right here. Can I live here? Basically, living here is not the same. Listen, I can bring my own blow-up mattress. I will bring my own pillows. I can make myself a little cot in the back room. You're looking at me like I'm kidding. I'm not fucking kidding. So this has just all, like, been hidden every time I'm here. That's insane. I literally have gone through every single shelf. I've been pulling books out of shelves for months, years at this point. So how did I never, like, see them? I mean, the glamour just covers, like, the covers, right? Doesn't change the actual pages of the book. So if I accidentally pulled out a, I don't know, Encyclopedia Edition 17 by accident, I mean, can I just open it up and start reading magic? Okay, asshole. I know you can't read magic. You understand what I'm saying. Huh. Holy shit. So the book covers change depending on whatever the non-wielder is least interested in. So there's no chance of me ever actually picking up a book by accident. Oh my god. So is this like the magical section, or is it like every single shelf has like magic books that I never saw? No kidding. Wow. So is it like kind of vain, kind of stupid if I want to go through every single book in this library and like cross-reference it to my channel and like see what I got right, what I got wrong, and I just want to look at everything. Like, is this what it was like for you when you like were studying magic and there's just, holy shit, there's so much. Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, I know that there are historians who get overwhelmed by trying to, you know, learn about all of human history, and now there's all this, and it's so cool. Thank you. No, thank you for all this, for trusting me enough to show me all of this, to bring me into this world. It's, I mean, I've been studying this all my life, and it's one thing to theorize and make hypotheticals, and it's another thing to actually see it. I really appreciate that. No, shut the fuck up. I am not tearing up. All that magic, I threw off all the dust on the encyclopedias that no one was reading, and it got in my eye. Yeah, I'm a very good liar. I am an internet personality. Could I kind of ask you a favor? Could you do that again? Like the magic. It I don't know. Like, I know you can do it, and you did it when you guys told me about magic, but it, I don't know. With Rose, everything with her magic is like mental, so I don't have to see it whenever she pops into my head. And you don't really perform magic all that much in front of me, but it's really cool. I mean, what you just did now, I mean, that's, you literally just pulled the veil up over all of these books at the same time, like some, I don't know, deity. Listen, from my frame of reference, deity works pretty fucking well with you. Listen, if it makes you, like, uncomfortable, or, I don't know, I don't want to make you feel like I'm, like, only hanging out with you to watch you do magic. That's not the fucking reason. I mean, I loved hanging out with you before I knew you could do magic, but it's just, I don't know. No, that's, well, you look really amazing when you're doing magic. No, I'm not fucking with you. Like, your eyes don't change, or nothing, like, really is altered about your overall look, but I don't know. It's like when you're doing magic, it's like I can see the real you. And it's a nice thing to see. Yeah? I don't know. Anything. I mean, the light spell was really cool, and the whole thing with the books, or anything that you've learned recently while studying, or... Oh, okay. Backing up. This good? Okay. Wow. Yeah. There you are. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just, I don't know how you look. Magic's a good look on you. I don't know how else to say it. No, that's unfair. Listen, I can talk plenty when it's on stuff that I have researched and have citations and have read 1,400 books on. It's different talking about other things. Shut up. You know what? I am a fully licensed non-wielder liaison. I do not need to explain myself to you. No, please. Please don't let me explain myself to you. How about this? You stop trying to get me to talk about my perceptions and emotions, and I will not tell Rose that you pulled up a goddamn fireball in the middle of the shelves full of books. That sounds like an amazing deal. Thank you so much for taking it. All right, let's move on. Out of the aisle, please. I mean, she's not going to be mad that I locked the door, is she? I mean, she's not here, but... Right. Telepath, I... Oh, look, a new topic. Anyway, now that I've gotten my, you know, non-wielder liaison license and I'm like officially part of the cool kids club, I was thinking maybe the three of us could go out and celebrate tonight? not at the diner. There's this, you know, kind of... fancier place. Two towns over. I mean, I've been eyeing it for a while, and I thought this would be the perfect excuse to, you know, get dolled up, go out, and celebrate. I mean, if you'd like to. I mean, I didn't really know if you had any other plans or if Rosie had plans. I didn't really ask her yet. I kind of just assumed she would be here because you two were always here together, and I'd... A little nervous? I don't know. This is a very big deal to me, and I want to celebrate it with special people, but I don't want to be overbearing with my excitement, which I have done in the past, and I do not want to make similar mistakes. What? How do you figure? Yeah, but, you know, it wasn't just Rosie who introduced me to magic. It definitely wasn't her that helped me go through all of the paperwork for getting the license, and... You know, it isn't just Rosie who's made moving to Glenwood one of the best decisions of my life. You know, if I'm gonna celebrate anything, magic or not magic-related, I'm gonna want to celebrate it with you. Yeah, you're damn fucking right. You're special to me, and I'm gonna make sure you know that. And listen, you can keep trying to deny it all you want, but that just means I'm gonna have to call my mom, and she's gonna have to drive all the way over here in a little soccer mom minivan so she can come smack some sense into you. Yeah, you think I'm kidding. She will get her car keys right now the second I text her. And if she's on her way here, it's not just going to be my mom. She will bring my dad, she'll bring my grandma, all of my siblings. They will all come down here, sit you down, and tell you about how endlessly I talk about you to them. And that's just going to be really embarrassing. And I'm... No, I don't talk to them about you that much. It was just a random hypothetical example. Do you want dinner or not? On your salaries? No, absolutely not. I asked you, and the person who asks for the date pays for the date. Platonic celebration. Date of celebration. I'm gonna pull up the menu. You're gonna sit your happy ass down, stop laughing at me, and then we're gonna figure out what we're gonna do. I'm gonna text Rose. I'm gonna call Rose. I'm gonna call Rose, and then I'm gonna try to forget that I ever spoke. Stop laughing. I swear to God. Okay. Yeah, it's a date. Cool. Yeah. Huh? Rose, yes. I am calling Rose for a date, something, thing. I'll be right back.